Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Oh, 20 Day Fiancé.
Hi, are you like me and you only eat the flats of chicken wings? The drums are fine, but you're a flat person. Yeah, me, I'm a flat earther. And sometimes, you know, there's a technique to get all the good parts right off the bone very quickly. And other times you wish, man, I wish there was just a quicker way to do it. Well, guess what? With the flat filleter, you can cut down your flat eating time by 75% with my very custom-made tool that is patent-pending, but it actually takes off all the cartilage and leaves nothing but the juicy bits for you, the user, and two little bones to toss to the side. I'm still kind of, it's an idea still, so I'm not selling it, but I think it's a great idea. Thank you so much for having me. I am Sophia Alexandra.
Icon, thank you so much for making it here.
No, thank you.
Hello. Thank you. Have you ever been eating shrimp and you're like, I am trying so hard to leave nothing on this tail, but I feel like some of the shrimp is getting away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
I got a tool for that. It's called a whole ass shrimp. Oh. You basically take our tool, whole ass shrimp, you insert your shrimp in it.
Ow.
You know what comes out?
Mm-hmm.
A perfectly whole shrimp, zero tail.
Even with the little part, like the little tiny little parts that are in the tail?
We get it. We have figured it out. You will never leave shrimp on the table again.
Okay.
I am Miles Gray.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a pretty sick invention. I just eat the tail. That's just kind of how I get around
it. That's the only way you get all that meat.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to eat the tail to get all that meat.
Spiky shits just tear up your asshole.
No, not even. They break down easy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'm not joking. I grew up eating the whole thing. I eat the tail.
If they're fried, but I'm thinking like shrimp cocktail.
Sometimes, you never know. You know what I mean? It's got to get that protein. I'm sick, baby. I need that calcium.
You are sick with it.
Anyway, welcome to this podcast. It's not about people who eat the whole tail to get all the meat. It's actually called 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations.
Yep.
Today, we are on Before the 90 Days.
Editor's note, it in fact was not. This is 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Back to the show.
season, what is it? Eight. Episode 3.
And 4.
It's called, and 4. And it's called some dumb fairy tale stuff.
Snow White and the Seven Chores.
Yeah. And then the next one's called The Boy That Cried Divorce.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
And then, that's pretty much what we're doing here.
Yeah. We're getting through it. I'm telling you, we're pumping it out. If we keep this pace up, I'm telling y'all, you're in trouble. AKA, we'll finally be caught up and we'll have made amends. Season 8, episode 3. So seven chores and so wipes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Hey, you know, that's what I do more pro. We start off with Egg and Liz. They're making, this was fucking upsetting. This scene where they're making breakfast pizza.
This motherfucker cannot not control the situation for 3 seconds when a little girl is putting flour in something.
In a bowl?
I will slap the taste of that fucking controlling bullshit out your mouth, Egg. Come at me, you triangle little bitch.
He fucking said, She's just getting flour everywhere. It's a fucking child.
What is wrong with you?
Are you
for
real?
It's not acid. What is wrong with you?
She's like, stop. You're ruining the good times. Like, no, you're ruining the good time. Well, you know what? Maybe you're being a real brat. And then this poor fucking child, Riley, has to intervene and be like, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we just clean up when we're done? How about that? We can clean everything up then. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay.
I love that Egg is like, that's an idea I had not considered. Mostly, I just thought I was going to yell uninterrupted for 30 to 40 minutes.
Get out of here, the both of you. Get your shit together. Don't bring this fucking angel. Angels got their own angel business to tend to. They don't have time to correct your fucking bickering asses.
Riley is an angel in heaven on her fucking summer vacation. She's not your fucking
summer vacation.
You're making her work.
Get the fuck out of here, Egg.
You're making her work on her fucking summer vacation. And parent you little fucking goddamn you. I hate this guy so much.
Well, there's not much else. Then her mom and grandma are in town. They go dress shopping because it's also the 4th of July, but it's also
time for
the 9
millionth
wedding.
I know Mahmood is from Egypt, but I feel like Egg is too because that fool looks like a pyramid. I'm sorry, I'm done.
Wow.
Get out of everyone's lives.
He kind
of
looks like, you know how the Sphinx got that, that pharaoh hat? You know what I mean? But that shape.
He is the hat.
The pharaoh Scully. Anyway, so they
also
go dress
the
shopping.
Napoleon Scully, honestly, as well.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I can only just... all I picture is Joaquin Phoenix. they look for a dress. I don't know. Whatever. She found a dress. It's like $900. Fine. But they're worried about money. Okay, that's it. That's how interesting that was. It's wild how... Like, I went out and smoked for a second, and I came back, and it was basically the same shit happening. I was like, oh, exactly.
I have two sentences down.
Yeah.
I have, that second dress looked better on her, but I would like to try on the first one.
But then it turned into you participating.
That's,
it's not even about the show anymore. Like,
I don't care about her.
Actually,
I'm like,
I would like, I'd like to see that. Huh.
I'm like, oh, but also me, though.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my only note. The note above that just said wedding dress shopping.
Right.
So
no,
we're really
exact
done.
Then Sophie and Rob, the tarantula handler, she's kind of moving back in at this one. She has a very small, like, it's like a statement suitcase.
Oh my God. It was empty.
It's so small.
You knew she was going to leave immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, bitch, your makeup won't fit in there.
Yeah. That's like when a 5-year-old says they're running away. And you're like, let me see your bag. Okay. You got two. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. You live off that half a bag of Skittles. Good luck.
Half a bag of Skittles. Glad you brought one Q-tip, asshole. All right.
Yeah, fucking dumbass.
See you out there. See you out there, man.
Oh, one sock? Okay, cool.
Don't get hooked on that Fenty out there. It's fucking dangerous. What? Man, I remember I ran away. I tried to run away with a flashlight in a backpack. That was it. I was like, I'm fucking out of here, grandma. And
all
my grandma.
All I want to do is see in the dark.
Yeah, I don't know. That's all I could think. I was 4 because, like, I want my parents, like, my grandma was watching me, and I was like, I want to see my mom. And I was like, I don't like your rules. And she's like, all right, well, you know, it is what it is. I'm like, I'm running away. She said, all right, she was like, all right, let me make you got your shoes? Here's your jacket. Here's the door. Out you go, motherfucker.
And that's, I'm saying that's real immigrant mom shit too.
No, this is my this is my dad's mom. This is black mom. I mean, it's a similar code.
Same energy.
Similar code of like, oh, you want to fuck around? Yeah, well, let's find out together.
I would tell my mom, I'd tell on her. She'd be like, yeah, call the newspaper. We'd be in Ukraine. She'd be like, call Pravda. She'd be like, yeah, look them up right now.
Let them know. Or like when I said, yeah, I remember I would be like, I'll call the police. They'll be like, all right, go ahead. Do it right now. What's up?
My mom's like, that's 02 on the phone. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Dial it.
No, I remember I walked out. I took 2 fucking steps and I just started crying. And I was like, I'm done. She's like, I know. She's like, I know, but you had to find out, just so you know. Like, I knew, baby, but you had to realize yourself, you weren't built for that. So just come on back.
You're not built for that street life. You brought a flashlight.
No.
Get
with
out
my
of
Fisher
here.
Price ass fucking flashlight and a sense of wonder in my eye. No. It's about to go a fucking
She's
stalker
like,
and Crenshaw like that.
You're like my imagination.
Yeah. Hell no. Anyway, so she has her statement suitcase because she's not moving. I don't know. She's like, I'm not moving fully back in. I'm kind of moving back in. And then he gets her the thorniest fucking flower that he panic ripped off a nearby bush, it looked like.
I'm sorry. Can we just pause on this? I have a whole lot to say about that, those flowers, okay? He made the biggest deal out of them. He's like, I almost died. I got out of a car. I crawled under crawled through a moat, and then I had to climb a boulder. Right. And then after that, I picked these flowers for you.
And then coming back
from a grave. I mean, honestly,
I had to fight a bridge troll and answer him these questions. 3. It was unbelievable.
It was. I almost didn't do it, but I did it. And then she's like, ouch, these hurt my hands. He's like, yeah, there's a lot of thorns in them.
Okay, asshole. What? Yeah, watch out, man. It's like a lot of blood on there from I think it's from me. Mate, probably. I don't know. So then. What about his
She's
list?
She's like, oh, is this a love letter? Oh, Rob, is this a
Where's
love letter?
Where's this love letter, Rob? Where
oh,
was
so
this?
Excited. Let me read it. Okay. It
what
says,
is this like? The 23 ways to love you?
Please don't leave any of your shit anywhere. I think that it's pretty reasonable that I ask you this. And now we're in love again. Rob.
Yo.
She's like, I'm sorry, what?
What are these? Hey, just it says, don't get mad when you don't get your way and stop bringing up the fucking past. And I think we'll be just fine, okay? That's the 10 fuckboy commandments. You're welcome. Now, abide by them. And we can fucking... Then we find out he's clocking, like, I don't know, he's taking stock, whatever, measuring the amount of toilet paper she's using. Now, is it an inordinate amount? Or is he acting like this is some kind of weird, like, jail cell? Like, he's, like, the celly. He's, like, using too much toilet paper, man. Like what's
I'm
going
like,
on?
What is wrong with you? How are you checking on the toilet paper when she goes to the... She's mostly gone to the bathroom outside in your outside toilet. How are you even measuring the... You're going in after she's been in to just, like, take a measurement?
He probably weighs it. If you're smart, that's what you do.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've never done that before, but I think that's probably what you would do.
If Can you imagine marrying a man that has 6 tarantulas and weighs the amount
and
of toilet paper you use in the fucking bathroom?
No, that's just saying you had me at 6 tarantulas.
Bro,
and I'm not, look, if you fuck with tarantulas, that's fine.
Put the whole man in the trash. Put the whole man in the trash. You can't save him.
Yeah. No way. You're a tarantula wrangling toilet paper counter. I'm sorry. That's 7 strikes against you.
You are so deep down on Cancelvania, like
what the fuck?
They are not even going to give you that Fisher Price flashlight
the only
that Miles
version,
tried to run away with.
Yeah, exactly. Those like blue and yellow or red and blue and yellow. The only way that you could actually be like petty like that is if for real, like they go in for a piss and it's like half the, like you're like, I just put a new roll on. Half the fucking roll?
I'm like, you
that's a lot.
I think I'd have commentary constantly. Maybe let her have half a roll of toilet paper per piss if she wants.
Can you just help me understand what do you do with half? I feel like if you did 3 good wraps around your hand, we're not even getting close to a half.
Look,
plus multiple
dabs.
She
probably has the cleanest pussy in fucking Austin.
Okay, that's a title I think you can grant somebody.
She's like,
it's on her rear windshield sticker.
I gotta shine it until I can see my reflection in it. If not, it's
but what
not
if it's cheap ass toilet paper? You're just breaking off. Oh, what if it's constantly breaking off? She's like, well, now I gotta go in there and get that a bunch of glob of toilet paper out.
Oh, he's probably the guy that buys one ply, the recycled like one ply. That's for sure why she uses half a roll.
Yeah,
we've just solved it. His old cheap ass.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. You know, he ain't. Or that's like the one thing he cares about, and he's just so stingy though. He's like, how many are you using four? And he's like, you use four squares for shitting. Oh my God, I use one, and I do origami.
I do origami.
So I keep it clean.
I would actually love it after complaining about how much toilet paper she uses. He would just like bust in on her in the bathroom. And she's just surrounded by a bunch of toilet paper cranes.
Yeah. Oh, she'd be so funny. I like how then when she's like, you know, she's kind of feeling uncomfortable. She's like, well, just tell me like what I can do to make things better. She's like, well, stop online cheating on me. Okay. Yeah.
He's like, fair. So a list of the behavior I want you to have, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my God.
She's like, well, I'm so glad I didn't even pack. For real. She opens it and it's just like one Cheez-It.
One Cheez-It and three squares of toilet paper. She's like, look, Rob, you've got a whole month of toilet roll for you to use. You fucking prick. And then she's like, I'm off this. I'm leaving. And then he freaks the fuck out. Why did you leave me? And then when she like hugs, like, oh, you're giving me the two-arm hug now. She's like, what? She's like, oh, you don't think I know how many arms you used to hug me? I noticed that shit. Okay.
He would rather clock how many arms she uses in a hug than actually listen to the actual words coming out of her mouth that are like, how you can solve this is to stop doing this. He's like, you think I'm not sensitive and I don't notice stuff? I didn't hear what you said, but you hugged me with one arm.
You gave me a one and three-eighths arms hug. You don't think I don't know that shit? I like how she just went, okay, you're spiraling. I'm going to go now. Bye.
It was honestly the best ever.
Yeah, just taking that one. Like, you don't know how many. Yeah, it's like, okay, fool. Bye-bye. Love you. See ya. Made a mistake. And then they have a date night. I guess they're going to go do a two-step. And then he wrote a fuckboy haiku for her.
That is the worst poem I've ever heard.
Is that poetry?
He's like, I made the lines rhyme. It is poetry. I'm like,
they rhyme?
This is just bullshit. Yeah, they rhymed.
Oh, see, it was so bad. It was so unnerving that I just began to dissociate just to kind of out of self-preservation because I couldn't listen to anymore. Like, what the fuck
I will bring my responsibility to this relationship of humility and also to the best of my ability. Bro, this is not a poem.
And then hug you on your big titty. And so I love you. Love, Rob.
But yes, let me your pussy lickety.
Completely fucking derails it. I promise to be kinder and honest and true. And then I'm gonna fucking smash that ass till it turn blue. What the fuck?
Roses are red, violets are blue. Can we have sex? I don't really miss you.
Hey, that rhyme though.
I know.
Okay.
It's a poem.
So then that's when he was reading that shit, I just wrote, the bar couldn't fucking be lower. It's never been lower than now. When she's like, oh, Rob, I didn't think like you would write like words in a sequence like that for me.
She was though suspicious. She's like, all by yourself. No one else helped you with
your poem. He's like ChatGPT or something. Oh my God. Imagine. See, the thing, Rob is so dumb. He should be using fucking ChatGPT and shit. He could be killing it.
What if he did for this?
And that's what an indictment on AI. I mean, it is. It's already a fucking smoke and mirrors show, but shit. Could you imagine? He was like, yes, I pay 10 bucks a month for that. For it to do fucking humility with like online cheating, right? Slant rhymes. But then, yeah, she's talking. Then she tells Rob her friend Callum is coming to visit, her friend Callum from back home. And she's like, just please be a nice guy to let him just be good. And
does he look like Gollum?
No.
Okay, well, then I fucking hate him.
Okay.
You should have told me you have a friend who's a man who's not me.
Well, he looks like Smeagol, if that's better. But like pre-Gollum when he was like...
Was Smeagol... What was his hobbit name? Was he just called Smeagol?
Smeagol, I think, was his hobbit name.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's who he would like sort of vacillate between.
Right. Smeagol
modulate
is like
between.
The good, like, old him, and Gollum is the new bad him.
He was originally known as Smeagol and corrupted. Yep. Exactly. Oh, he got the ring by murdering his relative Deagle.
Yeah, in that water, right?
Yeah. He drowned him. That's right, in the River Anduin. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I love that he goes, this motherfucker better look like fucking God. Like,
he's so insecure. Dude, oh my God, I so can't fucking it.
If he doesn't,
embarrassing.
I'm like, yeah. Fuck
it's
off, you
so
baby.
So embarrassing. Also, I love it when the girl that in any of these relationships says that her best friend's coming to visit, because it doesn't matter who it is, it's gonna be
it's
so much
usually.
Drama.
Yeah.
And most of the time it's a gay man that is so mean that I love them and I love to hate them. And I can we just hats off to like Paola's bestie.
Juan. Yo.
Chef's kiss of a fucking drama queen. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping Callum would be gay. He's not, but he still brings the drama. So that's good.
Exactly.
All right. Next couple.
Oh my God. And what was, what's her face? Nikki.
Nicole?
I'm saying the other person who had the fucking
oh my
mouth.
God.
Nikki, Chris's wife. Yes. When she fucking ripped David's ass in fucking... And then her
Nikki's brother! Woo! Nikki's fucking brother! Yes! Yes! Those are top three. Top three relatives.
Those are fucking...
I mean, top three best friends relative.
Anyway, so... Oh, the other thing that I was going to say about Rob, too. He's like, oh, he's going to fly across the ocean to see you? It's like, I would never fly across the ocean to see, not even like one of my guy friends. I'm like, hey, stupid ass. That's actually a fucking indictment on the quality of your friendships, bro.
Yeah.
It's not like
also,
so. Would never like, fucking do. Okay.
Like, I'm built different, I guess, because I don't care about people.
Yeah, I'm built different because like I don't have meaningful relationships.
Yeah. Like, what are you saying right now?
He's like, that's sad. That's sad,
dude. I don't understand. Why would somebody want to see somebody so bad? They would travel.
Yeah. I need to take it back like 14 years here and be like, weird flex, but okay. God, missed that one.
What a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. All right. Ashley and Manuel, they go to a motorcycle shop because they're, I mean, whatever. Because
they've run out of setups for them to be in.
Maybe they should go to a selfie gallery.
Ew.
Or just go back to Niagara Falls. He seemed so at peace at Niagara
that
Falls.
That was the most fun, watching him have fun in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, but it was because so genuine. Like, yeah,
just
cool,
so
man.
Sweet.
Take it in.
It was like double rainbow sweet.
Yeah. He wants a, I don't know, they look at bikes, and then he's like, I want my own bike. But the only thing I wrote down is when the owner of the shop had like...
That's what
like,
I said.
Yeah.
The owner's like, let me explain women and men real quick.
No, he said the thing about
brains,
females. He said females.
Females, sorry. The thing about females is their brains are like a box.
A box. Oh, no. Yeah, I've been taking these really interesting
he's
classes.
He's like, actually.
From a life coach.
Like, truly, Ash came back and he was like, he came back from a past season and was like, when women look at a motorcycle, they think how romantic. And men look at it and they're like, we want adventures.
We're going
you know,
off.
Famously, women don't like to have adventures.
No. Women only want flour. Women are powered by roses being given to them.
It just makes me laugh so hard to be like, honestly, in your heart, to think that an entire half of the population just is averse to adventure.
I don't like a sense of exploration. That's such a male quality of moving about freely.
I'm like, what about that bitch that swam through all that water? And they made that documentary about her. I'm like, I guess she
wait,
she was
what bitch
lost?
That swam through all the water?
I guess she wasn't trying to You know?
Who's that?
That lady.
Which one?
Like, older blonde lady. She, like, swam through, like, a lot of water. And now they have a thing on Netflix about her. Do you want to Google that?
Swam through a lot of water? What do you mean? Like far. Waste?
Like, no. Oh, like
swam a long distance?
Yeah.
Swam through, like, a lot of water. Like, as opposed to... Wait, what do you mean?
I'm sorry that I didn't remember how to say, like, long. She swam long.
Watch. Is it called The Swimmers?
No, it's one lady.
Naiad. Diana yes! Naiad sets Thank out you. At 60 to achieve nearly impossible lifelong dream to swim from Cuba to Florida across 100 miles of open ocean.
You see what I'm saying? That's a lot of water.
It's a
dude.
Documentary, or this is the movie with Jodie Foster?
Oh, I was thinking about the documentary. Isn't there a documentary?
Yeah. But
can we just give it up for her because she did swim through a lot of water and you seem to not be that impressed?
People who like, you know what? I got to give it to you, Diana. You swam through like a lot of water.
A lot of water.
That was so much water, girl. Like, I'm sorry. Like, genuinely. I want to take it back because, girl, the amount of water that you had to swim through, that's like not normal. And if anyone does that, we should be treating them with more respect. So that's on me.
That's what I'm saying. It's a fucking lot of water.
That's on me. Like, I'm ignorant, Diana. So I want you to be really just okay with this. But like, I didn't know. If I had known how much water that you had actually swam through. Oh, right? My God, Diana. I'm so sorry.
you've been through it.
Oh, my God. The amount of water she's been through, you know?
Oh, my God. Like, just, like, picture all those gallons, dude.
I'm surprised she's not a heroin addict.
So much.
Any other person going through that much water? I get it. You're face down in the gutter. But, no. Not Diana Naiad. Not Diana Naiad.
Totally don't even know. She looked like crazy when she finished. It's like really hard. It's a lot of water.
Ray when she came out of the water.
She did. She was like honestly like a piece of driftwood. She like barely made it. And you couldn't touch her when she was like almost collapsing. Cause like then it wouldn't count. So like she had to like go a certain number of steps until like people could actually take her and help her. So like everyone's gathered around her with like all of this equipment and she's just like fucking almost dying, just dragging herself the last couple steps out the ocean.
Okay,
bro,
now it's,
it was
now
so
she sounds,
much water. She was so now, fun, but, she's cool.
But now it sounds dramatic, honestly. Like now I'm switching it up. That's so like dramatic. Like you need all these people here with like equipment.
She didn't invite them. They wanted to be part of it.
Okay, and you can say that you didn't invite them. And whatever, and I bet if I ask them, they're not going to fucking admit it, and that's fine. I don't care. But I'm telling you, Diana, this is too much. Why does this guy have so many machines?
No, Diana, no. I don't co-sign that.
No, I don't know.
No, that was a lot of water.
I could probably go through that water,
crazy,
too.
And you look so crazy, and I'm, like, so respectful of that.
I could go through that much water, too, if that's what it is. Like,
no,
if
you
have all these people. Okay, okay.
It's
That's
like
fine.
So salty.
No,
on
go
your
ahead,
skin
Diana. Go, no,
for
go
like
talk
a
to your,
long
go talk
time.
To the man with the machine. Go to the guy with the machine. He's really worried about you.
What machine?
All the machines that you said they brought out here.
Say machines.
Equipment or whatever. Go to the man
she
with the equipment.
Like met with like a bunch of robots. Like,
whatever.
What are you talking about?
I just think it's dramatic. Diana, you're just so dramatic. There's so many machines here.
Diana, I love you. Please don't listen to this.
And then they go to a witch store. They buy a witch bath. He's Catholic. Then he goes to an English class he could give less of a fuck about. And then what
I
does
like
Manuel
how
do?
The teacher kept being like, no, don't just say like rice and chicken. Say like, can I please have the rice and chicken? And then he was like, okay, Rose Compoyo. And he's like, no. I mean, say the whole thing. And then he's like, he just finished the sentence with him. He would not say the whole sentence. He's like, you know, no, you say, I would like to have. And then he was like, Chicken and rice.
Chicken and you're rice.
And the guy's like,
okay, let's say all the words here.
He wouldn't do it. It was great. And then there was the raccoon family during his bath outside the walnut tree that sucks up all the bad energy.
He did the witch bucket challenge under a tree. Great. and now his fucking soul is fixed.
But I like the whole thing of going and talking to the priest.
That's the next episode. Hold your horses. Hold your horses. Hold your horses.
Sorry.
Hold your horses.
Oh, before that, it's just they're discussing what she's going to say.
Yeah.
She does to his family in New York when she meets them. And he's like, just tell them you work at a gym. And I was like, that's come out of nowhere. And then I remembered, actually, she does work at a gym. She's a soul cycle instructor. Yeah. So she could absolutely say that.
Yeah. It could just be a lie of omission.
I'm like, speaking of dramatic, you really don't need to go all out first meeting. Like,
wow.
She's like, they don't accept entirety of who I am. I'm like, okay, it's first meeting. You can just tell them about the soul cycle. it's not really that serious.
You don't have to like go into like the levels of, you know, shit you've been through, the amount of water you've been through. Like, just
keep it topical,
Diana. Keep it topical, girl. Like, they don't want to hear about it and all the machines and shit.
There's so many.
There's just, Diana, I don't know why there's so many machines here right now. I'm sorry, Diana. This is like, I want to be here for you, girl. Like, I really do, but
I'm picturing like the Transformer, like Bumblebee's there.
I'm just picking like big old IBM mainframes from like the fucking 60s.
Picturing those little food delivery robots.
Yeah.
Just that, in but the then water. Also
the medical equipment that you were initially talking about. I just decided to colloquialize it into machines. Too many machines here.
There's like just floating robot arms for no reason.
Like, what the fuck is that?
There's like Furby.
There's that fucking like equipment loader that Ripley gets in Alien in the final scene. Get away from her, you... I don't know, Diana. Like, what is Sigourney Weaver doing here in a tank top that's so greasy? This is a lot.
So sexy.
All right. Gino and Jasmine.
Who gives a
flying lawyer fuck? Aftermath. Yeah, we just found out the last episode, Gino did not mention her children on the visa application at all.
Fail. And also just openly being like, oh, no, $5,000 to the lawyer is too much.
Yeah.
Well, your children are not worth $5,000 to me. I want you to know that right now.
I'll forgive you
spending that much money on your ass. But when it comes to your children, I think we should have a limit. And that limit is $5,000.
Just so funny. Yeah. He's like, let's just call it what it is. Like, you know, your butt is worth more than you having your kids with you. To me, at least. To me. Because, I mean, then, you know, this is more motherfuckers I got to deal with. I got to fucking talk to them and feed them. No. I'd rather just squeeze on your big fake butt. Yeah. And then so they go to this like cafe there. He's like acting super casual about the whole thing. She's like, you need to fucking make up for this shit and hire a lawyer so there aren't any more mistakes. And he's like, I don't have any money for one. And she's like, you don't give a shit about me or my kids. You're a fucking bad. You're not ready to be a father, a husband, nothing. Goes like, you're screwed up in your fucking dumb head. Oh my God. Okay, bye. Then the downward spiral begins again.
I love that the first thing he says when she's like, you don't care about me, is you're screwed up in your fucking dumb head.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, maybe a little compassion for a woman that was told she might not be able to see her kids for 2 years.
Damn, that fedora.
He is insane. And I was like, I just wrote in all caps, put it on a credit card. Like, what is wrong with you?
I think it's because like that's truly like, I think that's his... I don't know if it was intentionally or like in his subconscious, he was really only picturing a life with her there.
I think it was 1000% intentional. I do not think he wants the kids there.
Yeah. Or like the most charitable thing is like he
thinks bongos on her new butt.
What do you mean? How's he going to do that?
How's he going to do that if they're around?
He's going to have to go. They're going to have to go camping a lot on the weekends.
She does love the camping.
Yeah. So she can eat his fucking underneath toenail shit.
Ew, please. Why? No, we don't need to hear about that.
Ugh. I'm sorry. I had to. That's what
you're fucking.
I don't know what she's doing
right
with that tongue.
Let's not.
I don't know what she's doing with that tongue.
Can we not right now? Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'll get out my feelers. Don't fucking press me.
Don't threaten the health of this show by bringing out the feelers.
Threaten me by bringing out those toes.
I didn't. They did. And I won't bring
it
up.
Just bring it up.
I won't bring up that detail anymore, okay?
Thank you. Don't.
However.
I swear to motherfucking God, I will go get them right now. They're not that far away. They're never far away.
That's fair. And I'm not. I totally get what you're saying.
Miles.
If I go there, then you're welcome to bring the feel out. But I think Miles, what I have to Davis say is going to walk. Gray Davis, Governor Gray Davis. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I will.
I'm moving on.
Thank you so much.
But it did seem like it hit her that she also kind of fucked up by really not being also making sure. You know, like she doesn't. I get it. He also is the one filling out the paperwork, so he definitely bears a brunt of the responsibility. But I think she also realizes too, like if that shit really also was top of my mind, I feel like I could have also done more rather than trusting old fucking XXL Fedora over here.
She feels like she fucked up, and
he fucked up.
She definitely won't help by being like, "Yes, I fucked up. I'm sorry."
Yeah.
He instead refuses to accept any responsibility for fucking, it, which. Ugh.
You know, you can feel that tension, you know, when someone knows they fucked up bad and then they just like have to keep exploding themselves. And you're like, oh, you're like, you know, it's like, that's the thing is like, you know how, like, I know you fucked up because you're doing this shit, but like, you don't know how to cross that bridge intellectually to just be like, okay, give me a second. Yeah, I fucked up. Ah, fucked up. I'm so sorry. I don't know how to not be defensive right now. See, that's called control. That's
normally when I
adult.
Explode or whatever, I like go and like sit with myself and be like, bro, you need to apologize and no, you don't want to right now, but like you're being not right. It's important to get it together and to go back and apologize.
Yeah.
But I like will take that time out and then I'll come through and I'll be like, this is all right.
Yeah. It's like, that one is not going to make your greatest hits tape, just so you know. that one ain't making it on the mixtape. That was not like, getting on the album, for sure.
Not even the B-side?
No. Not even if you get really desperate. Okay, and then we got Nicole and Mahmoud, whatever. They have a donut. They go to the beach. Then he sees a woman in a hijab.
Okay, can we talk about that? I rewound a bunch of times. I never saw him doing what she said he did, stopping dead in his tracks and looking at her.
The visual record did not support that allegation, my honor.
Yeah, my honor. May I approach the bench? Thank you so much.
Yes, you may.
Okay, my honor, mm-hmm. I don't understand why this ghost in a bob is insisting that he fucking... stood and checked out a woman in a hijab, which he absolutely did not. Finish her. I'd like to introduce Exhibit A, which is video. Thank you so much.
Oh my god, dude. This is so, it's like, I was just thinking of the anime Ghost in the Shell, but then there's like Ghost in the Bob.
That's totally what I was thinking too.
Oh my god. Holy shit. Okay, I'm sorry. My memory was erased once my brain interacted with the concept of Ghost in the Bob. That's right. There is no visual. It just looked like he walked by a woman that was in a hijab.
I didn't even see a head turn where you would see his full profile.
I mean, I wonder if it was like that thing where they were walking, he like clocked her. And then she looked at him and saw that he like had just looked at her, and then she just ran with that to be like, oh, you want to just fuck, you want to do peer fuck now with her? Why don't you just be with her then?
it was such insane seventh grade energy. I like couldn't understand.
Yes, wow.
She spot fucking on. Called him a womanizer when he didn't even look that woman in the face.
This dude sleeps in his street clothes. Okay.
Womanizer?
Not, no. Maybe shitty.
Britney Spears is going to call you and say, take that word out your mouth.
Wow. Thank you so
womanizer,
much.
Womanizer. Womanizer out. You.
Yeah, whatever.
They're, and also how demeaning for out. Somebody to say, I'm putting your ass back on the plane to Egypt.
Yeah, it's all.
Imagine being told that first day you move to somebody's country.
It's all bad.
She is such a fucking crazy person. I also feel like she's Eastern European. Doesn't she have like a slight accent? And then in the next episode, she has a friend named Olga.
Oh, did she? I didn't know. You know
Russian,
what? I didn't know.
And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like, not to say that that would explain her insanity.
No.
But as a fellow, I don't know. There's something with that accent.
Oh, interesting. You were, yeah. There's so many Nicoles, if you think about it, on this show.
On the show, yes. Google Ghost in a Bob Nicole.
Ghost in the Bob. I think her name is Nicole Sherbini. Anyway, yeah, the whole thing's fucking weird. Like, he's overly aggro when he starts getting angry, and she's also, like, very just condescending, and, like, it's just the dynamic's gross.
She's just,
like,
really got things,
like, I get terrible vibes from these fucking people.
But she's got like a real like white like slave owner kind of vibe that I just do not understand. Right. Because well, like if this is a man you love and you yourself are saying I don't like being controlled, and then you say to him, I will put you on a plane back to your country.
Yeah.
And you're monitoring where he looks.
Yeah.
This is wild. It's the same control you said that you didn't want from him. But then the difference is like, you're like, oh, I got you here.
Right.
Like, you owe me kind of. I'm like, is this supposed to be a relationship? What the fuck are you doing?
It definitely has that thing that you see a lot in the show where the fucking American person is doing the I'm controlling you with papers act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's gross every time.
I feel like the picture we've gotten from her so far in two episodes is already so bad that I don't know what she could possibly do for us to be like, you know what? Like, she seems cool. I'm like, I love the way she dresses. She had me there. And then I'm like, you say the most upsetting stuff like right off the bat. Just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What about Kobe and Emily? Let's move on to them.
I'm just like picturing her like coercing him into kissing her at the airport again.
Come on.
And
what's
he's
wrong?
Like, please don't. And she's like, in America, I can do anything. He's like,
you didn't sleep on the plane so we could fucking do shit? That's so upsetting.
And then she's so like, controlling of his mood. She's like, you don't seem happy. It's been 24 hours. You've been here for 24 hours. Put on a motherfucking smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate her. Okay.
All right. Kobe and Emily, they're driving around, you know, going to meet his family, and they're dressed like the authentic Midwest Nubians that we know them to be. And her mom is so uncomfortable with how they're dressed.
Oh, Kobe. Oh, no. There's no lanes. Oh, Kobe. Ah, Kobe. Ooh, Kobe.
And then I like how her dad, David, is like, I don't see any white people. This is
it was the most surprised like tone of all time that he could be in an environment where he's the minority. He's like, I had never considered that as a possibility.
Loves that's my favorite kind of culture shock for American white people, to go somewhere and they go, I'm alone, no one looks like me, they all have some other culture and expect me to fucking to conform
to them.
And I have to assimilate. I stick out. They notice me. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. And it's so funny too. Because the dad also, like, I think that's actually the most surprise we've ever heard him on the entire show.
Right.
And he was told that she was pregnant, like, is a surprise too, you know? Like, but still, he was more surprised being the only white guy in Cameroon. Like, you have heard of Africa, haven't you? Like, I just don't understand what.
Like, as a concept?
Like, yeah, like, what could be so shocked? You know what?
I mean, bless it doesn't him. Surprise me, too, that someone would just, your mind is on colonizer mode. Where you're like, well, if white people have been there, then it's all white people, probably, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's that the shorthand in your mind is like that. Huh. There were, you know, and you know, when they come back, that's the one of the first things they probably told their friends back in Salina.
Oh, yeah.
We were the only white people there. I almost felt like in the, it was strange. It was strange, Mary Beth. It was strange. I don't know how else to describe it. It kind of was like, ooh, you know?
But let me tell you what, Virginia.
Virginia.
My husband loves his necklace.
Yeah.
Did you notice how he just changed into like regular clothes, but he kept that necklace?
Right.
He was so fucking into it. And yeah, I thought that was that adorable. Like at first he was like, oh, look at me. I'm uncomfortable. Then he was like, I'm badass. Look at my motherfucking necklace.
Right.
I love it.
He's wearing that shit everywhere. Fucking the IHOP and shit.
I hope Salina's ready because, like, he's going to blow up that TGI Fridays when he walks in just, like, the coolest dude there, you know?
Oh, man.
And then they joke around about a dowry because, like, oh, my God, it's so hilarious to talk about how much a woman's worth.
I don't like that. How many? Anyway, so they get to the...
Truly, such a gross conversation.
That's in the next episode, I think. Yeah, the dowry convo.
Yeah.
But they meet the family, finally. And there was, Emily just hopped right on in. The whole fucking team was fucking there. And Kobe's father offers a gift to David, the other father, this is on behalf of Kobe's grandparents. And Kobe's so touched when he's translating, he starts crying.
It's a plant.
Yeah.
I love plants. I just got really excited when it was a plant. I was like, this is the coolest gift ever because it can like keep going.
Yeah, except could you imagine like what the customs and immigration like? You're trying to bring a first plant thing I back thought. From Africa? Are you out of your fucking mind? No.
That's the first thing I thought, but I wonder like if it's like
security.
If it depends on the species, like if we have that in America, right, they might be like, right. You can take it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the rules, but I really, that's the first thing I thought of 2 miles. I was like, I hope custom lets.
But was it a growing plant or was it more of like a sort of scepter kind of hand holding kind of,
accessory. I was too excited about it and I didn't notice. I started already like, how are we going to get it to America?
Yeah. Like what I have to do, like fucking boof it?
Yeah. Let me know. Like I'll hide it.
I don't know if I can boof the whole thing, but I can try. I can try.
For love, I'll do it for love.
For the love of the plants.
Kobe has 10 siblings and all of them are there together. And he's like, that like almost never happens. And he's just super touched. And they're at his dad's house. And I don't know. It was really sweet.
Yeah. That part. And the one thing that's like, Emily was so nervous, like, what if they don't accept me? But the dad's whole thing was like, yeah, okay, well, now that you're here, like, let's do a Cameroonian wedding, since that's like we need to do to make it like official over here. And like how they were like panicking though, like this is the part where they're talking about the dowry. It was later in the episode where they were like, well, what are we gonna do? Like, how do we have to plan this? I'm like, they're not expecting you to plan this wedding.
I know. It made me mad too because I just wrote, why are you upset? It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just like, they're like, is it cool if we have a party in your honor?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's thing. Cool.
And then like, even Kobe's like laughing about the dad's like, obviously like, you don't like, there's no real negotiating that you have to do since this is like a different kind of vibe now. But she's like, but what, can we take the goat back? Like, that would be expensive. No, Kobe, I want to bring the goat back. It's my goat now. Actually, my parents' goat.
How do we ship this goat, Kobe?
Kobe, I want what my if the fucking goat.
Is wearing the fucking plant? It's like a twofer.
Oh, wait, the fucking goat could boof the plant. Okay, yeah. all right, anyway, let's move on to the next episode. Hold up. season eight, episode four, The Boy Who Cried Divorce. Ashley and Manuel are our first couple, and Ashley's going to her first Catholic mass. So prepare to be bored out of your gourd.
She was like, there's a lot of getting up and sitting down and getting up and sitting down.
Kneeling,
which I thought
yeah.
was pretty funny. I've been to Catholic church, and it is a lot of getting up and sitting down.
Catholic mass is, man, I went to like Lutheran school, Catholic high school, had Catholic friends. So sometimes like if I slept over at a kid's house and like they were like, they're like, we're going to mass. Like if you want to go to that, my parents were like, I ain't picking you up fucking eight. And I'm like, take your ass to mass then.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this, dude? No.
I went to college with my friend Mimi. She was Polish from a hella Catholic family. So I went to like the service. And then they were like, who wants to get like a Jesus wafer at the end?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I fucked this whole thing up.
Is there a dipping sauce?
Yeah.
I just meant to hit it dry. Okay.
Hi, one barbecue, one honey mustard.
Is there like a sour cream and onion kind of one? Or like nacho, like Dorito flavor? Okay, that's fine. I'll take
it. Aged Gouda, like pirate's booty kind of a vibe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think when you're not religious though, too, like generally speaking, sometimes, unless it's like something completely different than what you're used to, like most religious things, I'm like, oh, please.
I mean, I'll make an exception for religious music, because I think music can be dope regardless.
Yeah, I like music. I'm just saying, like,
but if it's a service, it's not the same.
I remember being in like Europe and like going to these like gigantic cathedrals and shit, and part of me is like a little bit. Like, this is kind of like the justification for like a lot of grim shit in our like history.
The Vatican fucked me up.
Oh,
right?
I've never been there.
When you go to the Vatican, you're like, oh God.
Yeah, right.
Like, this is the
world, all the rules, the world's shittiest rule makers have all lived here.
Oh God, this could like, we could solve poverty if they just sold like any of the things that are here. You know, just like that's what starts going through your head at the Vatican. You start getting real fucked up. You're like, I can't look at any of the decorations anymore. This is fucking me up. But I went to Saint Chapelle with my mom in Paris.
That's a weird way of saying that you saw Dave live in Paris.
Dave?
Yeah, Chapelle.
Oh. Yeah, I call him Saint Chapelle just frequently because I love him so much and his opinions of people
Saint Chapelle.
Really progressive.
Yeah.
The jokes are also just like getting better and better. Saint Chapelle, and we went on because like I basically took her to Paris for her birthday this year,
right,
in March, and I tried to like dazzle her with Paris, and we went on one of the days to hear like live music, like a string quartet at Saint Chapelle. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know that the program would be religious because we didn't know it was Easter because we're Jews.
Right.
So suddenly we were like, there's a lot of eggs everywhere and everyone's like wearing pastels and carrying flowers. We're like, the chocolate shop seemed to be busy.
Yeah, right, like, right, right.
Just so stupid, just walking around being like, everyone's wearing flower dresses.
I guess I didn't get the
bells.
Note.
Yeah. I'm like, what's the bells about?
Oh my God, we are so not on trend right now. We are, oh God.
So yeah, but they did Ave Maria and this woman sang and I cried. Mm. It was so, so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I think music.
I mean, religious music, I think, is like any kind of music, I think, transcends stuff. But
yeah,
if you're just raw dogging a Catholic mass, I think it's a different vibe.
Yeah. Well, and the vibes definitely switched up when like the priest comes by to talk.
Yeah, they did not care for the priest.
She's like, he's like, and what do you do for work, young lady? Thank you so much for coming.
I'm a mother witch hoe.
Oh. Well, maybe don't reveal all of that. Maybe keep that shit low.
Because they will judge the fuck out of you. Yeah, yeah. See, the priest is also saying that you should conceal yourself.
See, I told you. This guy who believes you don't have, and you shouldn't have any kind of body autonomy, he agrees with me.
He's got my back on this, so.
Yeah. See that? His book of ghost stories up there? It told him that. So, you know, what are you going to do?
So it's important. He's an authority.
And says you're going to be a demon lady.
No big deal. But he thinks that whatever it is that you do with tarot or whatever, which he doesn't know anything about, or astrology, is the devil. And
that's
he also
devil.
Thinks that when you do it, you think you're better than God.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe stop.
It's against the second commandment.
better than God?
Kind of like, I think that's the point, right, Father? Yeah. You're not better than God. Oh, I never. Okay, fine. The only other thing I think worth noting in this episode was when there was the mix up where
New York versus Newark.
So what, we're going to New York, right? Yeah, they just sent me the address. Newark? She said, what?
He's like, that's what I said. She's like, no, New York. He's like, yeah, right. Newark.
Right.
She's like, no, that's in New Jersey. He's like, what? Is New Jersey in New York? She's like, no.
I thought that's the same
state.
You're talking about Newark, New Jersey. I don't know. Newark, New York, New York.
Honestly, I'm on his side. You know how fucked up I was when I found out that New York isn't the capital of New York?
Right.
I was so like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, this doesn't make any sense. I'm like, what the fuck is Albany? How? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
That's literally what I said. I said, why would you do that? All the good stuff is, I don't get it.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah.
I was like, this doesn't make sense. And then people were like, well, what about the capital of California?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, good point.
Because
it should obviously be Los Angeles. It
should obviously be LA. Well, that's just like how, like, as a kid, you're like, it's the most famous place there.
Yeah, that's and how the capitals
were. Austin, Texas? It's not Dallas or some shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Las Vegas, definitely the capital of Nevada.
That would make so much sense. I think it should all be like that. Like, let's choose the most popular city. That's the capital.
It's like Carson City. That's a place. All right. So what else we got there? So Nicole and Mahmoud, whatever. They're still having their fight on the pier. She just keeps going on. She's like, we're like thirsting for this woman. And then something.
She's insane. She says, you should look happier. I've done everything since you've been here. It's like, he's been here again for 24 hours.
I think 48 now at this point.
Then she is really creepy when he like walks away and she calls and she's like, where are you? Where'd you go? You can't cross the street by yourself. You know that.
You little baby. You can't be going around a town you don't know. You got a lift? No, I made a left.
And then she goes, how the fuck do you even know what a lift is?
How do you know how to get away from me?
Just abuser language. It's really weird. And then she throws at him that like he chats with other girls.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is this something that was in the first season that we never saw?
Maybe.
Is this secrets?
I don't know if we technically call it up, but it might be.
Is this a Rob situation?
Online cheating?
Online cheating.
Someone online cheating on me.
I mean, I want to know, has he given her a reason to be? No, I'm just kidding. She's fucking crazy. She's not a good person. She says to him, I've got my eye on you.
Right.
What kind of a relationship is this?
Yeah.
Can you imagine saying to Her Majesty, I've got my eye on you?
In a not ironic way, where like I have a prosthetic like gag eyeball that I'm pulling out of my head.
Coming out of those glasses.
Yeah. No. Also, like, I don't even know. Even if I was serious, I mean, even if I was fucking stalking somebody, that's not how I would say it. Do a little more swag than I got my eye on you. All right, old man, Nicole.
Yeah.
On your rocking chair on the porch. All right, pipe down.
It's giving like old dad with like a rifle on the porch, like waiting to shoot you, like date.
They have this relationship, terrible vibes, TM trademark
so
that.
So bad. And then we also low key figure out that it was just, and I say low key, high key, because it was just tossed in the middle of whatever. They were like, oh, P.S., she said she was going to convert, but then she didn't mean it.
Yeah, that must have also been on the, like, again, they're so incompatible. You're just like, there's nothing here for anybody at all.
Can you fucking imagine lightheartedly promising to convert to Islam and then saying, my bad, JK, after you've married a very religious Muslim man.
Exactly. And then then you bring him out to LA and you're trying to like warp speed him to culturally adapt. Like you're talking, he's been your warp speed culture shift from him having a very religious lifestyle in Egypt to fucking Los Angeles. That's just, if you were had any sense of like, if you were being like, it was fucking jarring for me to be there. Yeah, it can also be the same going the other way. It's not just being like, well, someone who has a lot of rules probably feels better in a place that has less rules. That's not how, like, I get the logic of that, but that's not how people interpret things. It's that things are vastly different than what they're used to, and whatever. Terrible vibes. Don't have time.
TVTM. Good luck to you.
TVTM. Trademark it. Goodbye. Goodbye. Robin Sophie. Pool party.
Callum comes through.
Yo, so I like how...
I
know he's a snake. Sophie has a big booty and every man loves that. So ipso facto, Callum is a snake man. Okay, Rob. He came in. I mean, whatever. Callum is like a very normal looking dude. He's not, you know, he's not strikingly handsome, devastatingly handsome. He but he's looks not bad like looking.
What you think of when you think of like preppy white guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty much it. He's like, just like the definition, like the blue eyes, the light brown hair, the complexion, the height, like everything about him is a guy that you'd be like, he's pleasant to look at and you forget him immediately.
But then he has the accent. So then American people are like, fuck, yeah. The accent.
And then everyone just slides off their bar stools because of the
exactly.
accent.
Just absolutely. And then so Callum, you know, he's inquiring. He starts asking about their relationship. And then Rob's like, so did y'all ever date? Like, what's going on here? And it turns out they did as teenagers.
What I like is that he, before that, was like, oh my God, how fun was Portugal, huh? And she was like, so fun, so fun. And he's like, later, oh, what? When did we date? It was when we were in Portugal.
Yeah.
Such a shady move. And I love a friend coming through for that, just throwing a wrench in it in the middle.
Yeah.
Rob is so insecure. She dated this guy when she was like 16. I mean, I get that he's like, that wasn't that long ago. She's 23.
Here's my thing.
That's on you for dating a fucking child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're married to someone and you're going to introduce them to your friend that you may have had a sexual romantic relationship with at any point, do you disclose that at all?
Do you?
I mean, I probably would because I don't think it matters. You know what I mean? Like, I think the omission would feel like if I'm uncomfortable admitting that.
I've never hit it.
I'm more open, but I get too. Rob is so fucking weird that it's like you don't want to say anything. But I'm just saying, what is good form generally?
I think it's good form to say it, especially because I think it's like a bonding experience. I mean, or it can be.
for sure.
Be like, I made out with that guy.
Sometimes like people you like hook up with once, like when you're younger, like you can actually get over a lot of the dumb shit of like trying to figure out, like, you know, are we platonic or whatever, and then you actually have decent like actual
that's the
friends.
Thing also if you have
not that that's the only way. I'm not trying to say you have to fuck to be able to have a platonic friend, but I'm saying sometimes it ends up working out.
Yeah, and also it's like you can, if you're friends with someone for long enough, like you go through a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. And some of it can be like when you're young, that's like something dumb like that. So it's like, doesn't even mean anything, but it is a part of your history.
Yeah. It sounds like they've known each other since they were 12, basically.
Yeah. They were children and that's they dated like when they were children.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I would have said something, but I think that after he was like, he's flying across the world to see you before you even met him. I would have been like, all right, I don't think you can even handle this amount of information. So
you don't want to picture the fact that I was in a relationship with this dude. So I'm just, you know what? Uh-huh. And he looks like Smeagol. So don't worry about it, babe.
He said he's smug. And then when you saw him, he goes, he could be any look, but he's this.
Oh my God.
What does that even mean? Why are you threatened by that?
Sophie,
Rob is like objectively hotter than that guy.
Sophie, get out. Just get out. Run get for out. Your fucking life, please. All right, Kobe and Emily. His friends meet up with him at the barber shop. He's getting his hair twisted up. And then, like, his friends do the thing that we always see. He's like, how pushy is Emily? Like, is she some kind of dragon woman? What is
Kobe's
that like?
Kobe's fucking friends are shitty.
Yeah. And you know what? Credit to Kobe, because a lot of times, like, you'll see, like, dudes get together caving with their friends. Yeah, and they cave. And he was like, can y'all just, like, let it go and be happy that, like, I'm fucking happy? Like, can we celebrate that?
Like, his friend is shitty. He's like, when I come home, my wife has dinner, traditional dinner on the table, and she's ran me a bath. And Kobe's like, okay, well, you can have all of that. I have cool. two beautiful kids, and my I wife and home. I have a partnership, and yeah. it's dope.
That's fine. And that's fine for you. Like, is that possible? Like, I could do something
can
different.
Can I just live?
I'm not saying it's Thanks. Better or whatever. You don't have to take it personally, but I'm cool with whatever the fuck I got.
He's like, listen, yeah. 90% of African They're men like, are we're just unhappy.
Worried about you. We're just worried about you, bro. We're just worried. Like, stop with the concern trolling. You're Liar. Not concerned. You're just using that as a way to fucking needle. So good for you, Kobe, you know, for like straight up, like just being like, nah, man, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's my life.
Huge
and also, what's wrong
props.
With you guys?
And he yeah, is so much
the bar
happier
is low.
Than we saw him in that last season or whatever. Like, you can
yeah,
tell
yeah, they,
he
were
loved
stressed.
This
they were stressed
together. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
they
think
were stressed.
Like they now have a really good rhythm. And I don't know. I just feel like I didn't think I would like them as a couple. And I thought he was like kind of annoying and shitty.
Yeah.
And she was kind of annoying and shitty. But turns out together, they're less annoying and shitty. So, you know, that's the most we can all hope for.
Because, wait, wasn't she like buying her own engagement ring and shit? Remember
she
that?
She also was like micromanaging him, shoveling shit.
Yeah. Oh my. That's right.
That
yeah.
Was, like,
I remember.
The
it was
most
off.
Annoying.
They, I think they were just yeah. But like now they yeah. They're like sort of becoming that couple like that they have in a season. Where you're like, oh, the nice thing, the thing that isn't completely all fucked up.
Right.
Like when I watch it.
Right.
And I hate them. So good for them. Yeah. And then they have a date night, Kobe and Emily, and like they're just talking or whatever. And she asks about what her friends were talking about, and. You know, he's like, they were asking me about this and saying you're bossy. And I was like, I said, you're not or whatever. He's like, I'm not bossy. And she's like, I know. And she's like, you need to defend me. He's like, I'm saying I did.
I related yeah. so hard to that. It's like, okay, dude, again, you really are shouting this something that someone's telling you in a normal voice that they yeah. already did.
Sir, this is a dance.
Like, yeah, yeah. Sophia,
please, please, just eat your moons over my hammy, okay? And let's get out of here. Jasmine and Gino, whatever. So Jasmine's sending gifts back to her kids, and Dana's wife, Gino's cousin, Michelle, is like her new best friend because now that she's living in Michigan, like that's her homegirl now. And they catch, you know, Jasmine catches her up on the whole visa debacle, and like Michelle is appalled. She's like, what?
As she should be. And she starts crying, too.
Oh,
when Jasmine
yeah.
cries. It's a fucking right. It's a
hard.
Righteous mess. Like,
yeah, like it's such a fuck up. Like, and I don't like regardless of who's to blame. You're like the pain, like of being like that separated from your family. This is what's really interesting. Right. So the after that scene, Gino goes to hang out with his cousin Dana. And he's like, yo, Michelle, like
this scene broke me, honestly.
Yeah. He was like, he's with Michelle. And Jasmine was saying, like, she is about to leave or some shit. And he's like, yeah, well, I don't know. She just says, you know, the visa and like, you know, I don't have money for a lawyer. And Dana's like, bro, you don't see how this could be like massively important to Jasmine at all. And he's being, Gino's being so dismissive.
Gina goes, I don't think, you know, she's like being grateful enough, you know, to me for like, you know, bringing her here, just really yeah. focusing on those kids. And Dana's like, are you okay?
Right.
Can yeah. you imagine losing your kids and not seeing them for 2 years? And then he like has to spell it out for him. He's like, the kid is 11. He like needs his mom and he cuddles at that point. He's like, in 2 years, he's going to be 13. He's going to be a teenager. It's a different thing.
Right.
Do you really want to deprive her of all of that?
Right.
And Gino goes, well, even if I did it right, it would still be 8 months. What is wrong with you?
Okay. And then, yeah, the thing that line about like 2 years, it's like when they're 11 or whatever, they still want to be, you know, cuddly, affectionate.
Yeah.
He's like, then they want nothing to do. like it's wild that I'm sure Dana has kids. That's why he could fully understand right. this, because for Gino, he's like, I don't know. She's got a new fake butt and I get to wear my hat and she pisses on me. And you're like, no, there's more to life
than
that.
You cannot Baja Blast your way out of this.
No, no. And there aren't enough blasts in this world that could replace being with your family. I know it's a weird way to put that phrase, but there is nothing like that. It's just so, it was just really upsetting that he was so fucking stubborn and like obtuse about the whole thing.
And it makes sense that she's like, oh, I don't want to have kids with you, because like you clearly don't understand what having kids means. And then he's like mad about that. He's like, oh, I can't believe she would say that. Yeah. What?
If she leaves, then the whole visa, that whole process is blown up. And you're shocked, Pikachu, about hearing that?
Actions meet fucking consequences, you little hat fucking loving egg bitch.
That's a different guy.
Who?
But hey, he could be an egg bitch.
His head is like an egg.
Oh, I guess so.
That's
yeah,
what
with
I
like
mean.
A with a soul patch underneath.
Yeah,
on the back.
It's an
side.
Egg that someone's pasted a fake mustache on.
Just but in rolled the back, in a bunch of bunch of hair barbershop floor scraps on the back. And then they go look at their wedding album. And
I love that you literally thought that I didn't know that we were talking about Gino.
No, I know you did, but I was like, we reserved that insult for the Eggman.
Oh, sorry. He's just now transitioned to pyramid, so I no longer call him egg.
Oh, he's now in his, yes.
He's in his pyramid
Egypt
era.
Phase. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, then they look at the wedding album, and it's she's upset. Because
and then Jasmine's
like,
I have alopecia, and it's really bad because you don't care about my kids.
Yeah, she's like, and no one cares about anything. I have to go. And he's like, what? I'm sorry. That's, she's been a little bit of a, you know, little temper tantrum, you know, because she can't see her babies or something like that. I don't know. I forget what she was. I forget what the wording was, but thank you.
He is a fucking big loser. And this is, I mean, he literally leaked her like photo, her nude photos, and got her fired from her teacher job. And I still think this is the worst. Lowest that Gino's ever sunk.
Oh yeah.
So this is really saying something, because this man is a travesty of different kinds of crimes against women.
Yeah, he really is. Ugh.
So yeah, I hope she gets pregnant with his baby.
Oh boy. And around we go. Then Egg and Liz, whatever. Norma's back. That's the only thing worth noting.
I just was like, the mom's like, you seem nervous when you're around me. And he's like, huh? Huh? What's that?
Really? He's like, it's like, got a corn cob in his hand. It's like fucking like
honestly, he's like, he just panicked, got a steak. I'm like,
you just bit through that whole rib bone.
What are you doing? You just are gonna go on a private like serious talk with your with your mother-in-law, and you're gonna quickly just nab a steak that you can I guess eat and carve up while you speak. Like, what was the plan there?
Did not think that shit, just in a panic. No. Yeah, let me fix a plate, I'll be right there.
I mean,
you got a whole tomato. What the fuck is that?
You could have picked anything. Why do you have an unpeeled onion?
I was literally about to say an unpeeled onion.
That's a fucking synchronicity, Ben.
Oh man, there's just something about you ain't, because like you see an unpeeled, you ain't doing shit with that. You gonna bite it like a fucking apple? No, that's
oh my
for
God.
Show. You didn't even peel it. All right,
it reminds me of Dakota Johnson and Ellen and the whole limes thing.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, actually, Ellen.
Oh my God. Hit him with the limes meme. I'm really allergic to limes.
I love it so much. Hmm. It's so funny.
I just like, I'm actually allergic to them.
Hmm. Actually, Ellen, I did invite you to my birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Well, that's it.
Okay. Great.
Great.
That's it. We'll be back obviously we're getting through. We're just one by
powering
one.
Powering through. There's through, one two, more right? episode that's going to be a double where we cover 5 and 6. Right.
And then
we're going to be back
pretty soon. Show. Yeah. Wait, are there 8 now? No, I feel like
shut
8.
Up.
I think 8's going to come out this Sunday.
No, shut up. That's not true. I can't. It's too fast.
No. Shut the fuck up, you fucking liar, motherfucker. You fucking
stop it.
Oh,
I'm
you know
actually
what? No.
Allergic to 6, limes. You
6
liar.
Was the 6 was the newest one.
Thank you. That's
so
what I
7
thought.
Will come out. Yeah. Okay.
So
great.
I think we can catch up. We'll just do one more double and then we'll be
there it is. And look, you know what? Honestly, thank you all for hearing that. That's a transparency bonus because we're showing you where we're at with that. So we'll be back
made,
with that.
Baby.
We'll be back with 4 and 5 and then probably potentially
5 and 6. Right?
Probably, yeah.
This
five
is
and
three
six.
And four.
Yes, yes. That's 3 and 4. 5 and 6.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Anyway.
Look who's on it.
Anyway, patreon.com/420dayfiance, twitch.tv/420dayfiance, @420dayfiance. Find us, support us, love us. We'll love you back. Find me at the Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A.
Find me at Miles of Gray. Gray with an A.
Mm-hmm. Not with an E. All right. Bye, baby.
Meow, meow. Meow.
20-day fiancé.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.